City Council will come to order. The clerk will call the roll. Sorry about that. Here.
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 Mr. Snappy?
Here.
Ms.
Trapp? Here.
Councilman Corley, if you could lead us in the salute to the flag.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and
seated. I wanted to welcome everybody back into the council chambers and thank the public's indulgence and the staff for the inconvenience of a water problem that we had here at the council chambers. We did have a nice ceremony to open up the council chambers since its repair earlier today. And it was also nice that it was covered by insurance, but it was not pleasant that we had to be over in the police department for several months. Not that we mind their company, but we didn't have much in the way of accommodations. So with that said, I also wanted to welcome back our city council solicitor, Mr. Harrington. I know he was suffering from an illness earlier in the year, and we're glad to see that he's recovered. With that said, I did want to briefly mention that I think Councilman Lattisaur, you wanted to present the proclamation at this time.
I do, Mr. President.
Yes, if you could come forward.
Thank you. Patricia Cousineau, could you come forward, please? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mrs. Patricia Cousineau, and she is the principal at Warwick Neck School. And it is so fitting to be here this evening to present Patricia with proclamation of congratulations in addition to the reopening of our council chamber. Mrs. Cousineau was just recently selected as the Elementary School Principal of the Year for the state of Rhode Island. Think about the significance of that. We have 39 communities in the state of Rhode Island. Think about how many elementary schools we have, and think about how many principals were in the consideration for this distinguished position. And it was narrowed down to two. And Patty was the winner, and so well deserved of that accreditation. But for me, it's even a bit more to be standing with her tonight. Because when I first got elected in 2012, I had called Patty because Walkneff School is just down the street from my house and in my ward. And I said, you know, I just got elected, so you kind of drew the short straw, and I need to meet with you and see if there's anything I can do to help. And we did. And I've seen wish lists before, but hers was quite lengthy. And it was very exciting to sense and feel the passion that Patty has for her school, for her students, for her staff, and for the people here in the city of Warwick. So I came back 3 weeks later, and when I walked in, she says, Ed, she says, I need to show you this before we stop. And she showed me a picture that she had of my son in the third grade. In the third grade, that was a long time ago. I wouldn't leave it that way. That was a long time ago. I was so impressed and so touched that here this lady is so many years later, and she still has a photograph of her very first class, a student that was in her very first class, her third grade class. That is dedication and loyalty to service and to your job and to your students and to the things that she does so well. So I also thought it was very fitting this evening for my son Brian to join us. Brian, come on down. Never brought me flowers. There you go. He is. Brian, stay here with us, if you will, for a moment. And I'm going to read this proclamation from the City Council and the Mayor of the City of Warwick. It's a good thing he takes after his mother in all respects. This resolution of congratulations comes from Mayor Solomon and from all the members of the City Council. And it states that, resolve that, whereas Patricia Patty Cousineau was awarded the Rhode Island Association of School Principals Elementary Principal of the Year Award. And whereas the RIASP Principal of the Year Award goes to school principals who place students' learning at the center, set high expectations for student development, oversee standards-based teachers' learning, utilize data in making decisions, and engage the community in shared responsibility for student achievement. And whereas the president of the association, Don Ribello, said Patricia is the number one best elementary school teacher and principal. I'm sorry, best elementary school principal. And many of our boys and girls inspiring them to learn and to help others learn. And whereas Patty's favorite quote has become a morning tradition after the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody makes mistakes, and that's why pencils have erasers. Now, therefore, it be resolved, the mayor and the city council wish to extend their heartfelt appreciation and sincere thanks to Patty Cousineau for her hard work and dedicated service to the children of our community. The city clerk is directed to forward a copy of this resolution to Patricia Cousineau. Patty, congratulations and wonderful job, fantastic accomplishments, and thank you for everything you do for our kids. Thank you.
I just want to add to that, as a on the board of directors of Volunteers in Warwick Schools, we hear nothing but the best things about Patty, all her involvement in every activity that's done at that school, her involvement in the community, but putting her kids first, all of her kids. So we congratulate you.
I also can't resist to introduce someone else that's here this evening, because as elected officials, our families also sacrifice, and our families oftentimes have to do without and change plans and make other arrangements because of our responsibilities as elected officials doing the job that we do. So this evening, I'd also like to present to my colleagues on the City Council and the members of the audience, my wife, Deborah. I'll be in trouble for that one. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Patty. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? There are no executive communications. Are there any other comments under general communications from any council members? Any comment? If not, we'll move to the acceptance of the... Yes. Oh, sorry, Councilman Ricks.
I would also just like to say briefly how great it is to see so many people here in this room, because... when you go into a lot of more modern, newly constructed public buildings, it's not the same as some of these buildings that are more historical, where you see the art, you see the different types of architecture. I'm privileged to be able to, in my day job, go to a lot of these historic public buildings. I know that a lot of people don't have that same sense that I do when I go to court, but in my position, it's something where every now and then you can kind of soak it in and look at the marble, look at the gold leaf, and really enjoy the atmosphere. And this is the people's house, and I'm really glad to see that we were able to get all of this done at no cost to the taxpayer, and that it's here for the people of the city of Warwick to enjoy, and it's really something that should be a point of pride for Warwick that, no, the city council, we're not holding these meetings in some office building somewhere, that this is here for the people. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from council members? If not, we'll move to the acceptance of the minutes from a city council meeting held on April 1st. If someone could move that. Councilman Lattisaw, or Councilman McAllister, seconded by Councilman Lattisaw. Is there any questions on the minutes for approval? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those approved? The acceptance of the minutes from the April 1st meeting stand approved. Next, on the public comment period, there is a, I'll read it, a Rule 41 after the general communications and prior to the consent calendar, each city council public hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City Council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. There's one person that signed up, and Jay, I'm going to butcher your last name, if you could pronounce it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President, council members. Forgive me for my voice and my breathing this evening. I'm recuperating from the flu for the second time in 3 weeks.
Just introduce yourself for the record, if you would.
My name is Jay Buongiovanni, and I am the elected president of the Warwick Financial Crisis Committee. Over 70 members attended our first meeting last week, with over 100 showing a shared concern in our fiscal health. I have scheduled workshops with topics of varied fiscal issues, and these workshops we expect will be well attended. We are a committee comprised of concerned Warwick residents, your constituents, concerned and fearful that Warwick's financial crisis will change our families' and businesses' lives forever. Many fear their lives in Warwick will never be the same. Many fear the need to move out. Fixed incomes of our senior citizens dictate their options. A potential dislocation of our middle class facing the need to move out of our beautiful city is a distinct possibility. The residents of Warwick demand from our elected officials the courage and resolve to inform us of the fiscal crisis we are to face, to help forge a consensus of support by being transparent and open. We want to be supportive and involved, not confrontational, to the point of paralysis. Facing tens of millions of dollars in deficits, I fear your constituency faces extinction as you now know them. As we all acknowledge and respect the great fire and police that keep us safe, there is a need across the board to objectively reevaluate union contractual obligations. Your constituencies are expecting the courage and resolve necessary in proposals that provide a sharing of our fiscal burdens and not a burden in reliance solely upon the residents of our city. A total burden sharing should be paramount in the minds of our elected officials with a shared sacrifice for all. No sector of our community, especially our senior citizens, should be unduly burdened while others are burden-free. Openly reevaluating the viability of all union contracts and whether those contracts are viable within our fiscal abilities is not personal or disrespectful, Mr. President. They are essential to our fiscal health. Understanding and creatively diagnosing yesterday's problems and issues will provide our tomorrows with a fiscal certainty equated with a healthy, viable, self-actualizing of each of your constituents. Courage, resolve, openness, and transparency. These are the dictates for success. Where are the continued alarm bells warning us, assuring your constituency with transparent and open understandings of the problems we will be facing and how you intend to lead our city out of the darkness of deficits towards the light of prosperity. Surprises will doom the support required to solve our problems. Enlightenment will solidify the support necessary to succeed. I cannot stress and emphasize enough how vital the education of our city residents is for our successes. We look to all of you to help us understand what lies ahead so we can provide the support you most assuredly require. More importantly, providing us with concrete proposals we can understand and support in repairing our fiscal health. In doing so, I am hopeful that with your openness and transparency, we can forge a consensus together toward fiscal viability. You're all on notice. You're all facing a crisis of confidence. Political malfeasance is being felt by most of your constituency, presenting us with the narrative that you inherited this fiscal crisis, demands the curtain be opened and honest discussions take place. Council members, complicit by their tenure on the council, with approvals of budgets and contracts over the years, must find the courage and strength to solve this crisis. Self-examination is a necessity, and it's not pleasant. Procedural and process changes must be contemplated for all future budgetary considerations and adoptions. How you address the lack of confidence will translate toward future city elections. How you challenge contracts that are ill-conceived and improperly presented for your consideration and votes would decide all future elections. We propose a 21-day rule to be implemented immediately to assure proper analysis and impact of all negotiated contracts and budget issues. All negotiated contracts and budget issues seeking approval should have the daylight necessary to be read and contemplated. Many question the due diligence afforded for each contract and budget vote when given little time to read and evaluate. A complete paradigm shift representing a reprioritization of our revenue and expenditure streams is required. We, the Warwick Financial Crisis Committee, look forward to meeting with every council member and mayor to be better informed. And that information will lead to a consensus required to solve our crisis and restore the confidence in our elected officials. Thank you very much, and Godspeed.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the announcement of appointments. There are none. Next item is appointments requiring confirmation. Library Board of Trustees, Ella DeFusco, committee report, appointments.
The Committee on Appointments recommends favorable action.
For action, doesn't indicate the ward. Whose ward it is? Four. Okay. Councilman McElroy, if you could move that. If you could move it for favorable action.
I move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattisaw. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussions, Councilman, about Ella DeFusco for the Library Board of Trustees? Any discussion from council members? If not, The clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve.
Mr. Rowland?
Yes.
Mr. Quarley?
Yes.
Mr. Hawes?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 The appointment stands approved. Next item on the agenda is the consent calendar, PCR 5519, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 55-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item, 2016-081, State of Rhode Island Paint, favorable action. 2018-207, CPA Consulting Services, favorable action. 2019-212, Sale of Surplus Vehicles, favorable action. 2019-262, Traffic Signs, Channel Posts, and Materials, that has become PCR 56-19. 2019-266, Radio System Maintenance, has become PCR 5719. 2019-270, Underwater Search and Recovery, favorable action. 2019-271, Maintenance Contracts for Laptops, PCR 5819. 2019-275, Passive Recreational and Landscape Improvement, favorable action. 2019-276, Power Wash Plus, favorable action. 2019-277, Fire Apparatus Repair, PCR 5919. 2020-002, Veterinary Services becomes PCR 6019. 2020-004, Animal Shelter Food becomes PCR 6119. 2020-019, Hydraulic Parts and Repairs become PCR 6219. 2020-020, High Density Polypropylene Pipe has become PCR 6319. 2020-021, Minor Roof Repairs, PCR 6419. 2019-295, Favorable Action. 2019-296, Repair Parts for DPW Trucks, Favorable Action. Favorable Action. 2020-028 has become PCR 6519. 2020-029, Providence College Police College Education Expenses, favorable action. 2020-30, Police Advertising, favorable action.
Okay, the consent calendar has been moved and seconded. I know that this is after public hearing, after about an hour and a half. Councilwoman Travis, question.
Yes. Yes, Mr. President, can I pull out bid 2019-275?
Pull it?
Yes.
You need a separate number?
Separate number, please.
Clerk will assign that a separate number.
PCR 6619.
What's that? Bid number 2019-275. So I know we spent, as I mentioned, about an hour and a half in committee with public comment on all of these items. Some of them, now, bless you, 11 have been pulled out. The rest have been moved for consent. Are there any other questions on the bid? If not, the clerk will call a roll. A yes is to approve. Yes.
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 Okay. PCR 5519 stands approved. We'll go to the first item that was pulled out of the consent calendar, which is bid number 2019-262, which is now PCR 5619. Committee report, finance.
Mr. President, we have an amendment that we have to move on.
So it's moved with an amendment. It's seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. If you could move the amendment.
The amendment was to make the award to Garden State and Atlantic Broom only.
Okay. Councilman Lasso moves that as the amendment, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on the amendment? And Councilwoman Travis?
I don't know. You, go ahead.
Councilman McAllister.
Chairman Lattiser, we amended it to approve Atlantic Broom Service and Traffic Sign Safety, Inc.
Say again?
Traffic sign. We gave two. We approved for two. Atlantic Broom Service and Traffic Sign Safety,
sorry.
Inc.
Yes, correct. Thank
so,
you.
So, Councilman Lattiser moves it with the two vendors, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Thank you, Councilman Travis. Is there any discussion on the amendment to the two vendors?
Somebody talking?
I think Billy's coming down.
So we've already had So we're just confirming that it's the award is to Atlantic Broom and Garden State Highway, correct? And that was a recommendation. That's how it's been moved, Councilman Lasser? And it's been seconded. Thank you, Attorney Welch, for checking on that. Is there any discussion on the amendment that was discussed in finance to the two vendors? If not, the clerk will call the roll on the amendment. That's PCR 5619, and the amendment is to award only to Atlantic Brown and Garden State Highway. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Morales? Yes.
Mr. Morales?
Yes.
Mr.
Howell? Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it as amended, PCR 5619.
PCR 5619 as amended.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 5619 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve as amended, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morales?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 PCR 5619 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2019-266, which now has separate number PCR 5719, committee report, finance.
Committee recommends holding till May 6th.
Held till May 6th. Next item on the agenda is bid 2019-271, which is now PCR 5819, committee report, finance.
Committee recommends holding till May 6th.
Held till May 6th. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2019-277, now PCR 5919, committee report, finance.
Committee recommends holding till May 6th.
Held till May 6th. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2020-02, now PCR 6019, committee report, finance.
Favorable with amendment.
Okay, and Councilman, if you can move it.
The amendment
favorable.
Is...
Move it for favorable action.
We'll give favorable action with amendment.
Okay, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Councilman, if you can move the amendment.
The amendment is to amend to 1 year and amend the amount to $10,000.
Okay, that's moved and it's seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion as to why you're making that amendment?
Because it was brought to the attention of the committee that there are more mobile units now doing or providing this veterinarian service, and it made sense to us to amend from a two-year contract to a one-year so that this can be revisited in a year and solicit additional vendors who operate these mobile veterinarian units to bid on this work.
Very good. Is there any other discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 6019 amendment stands passed. If you could move PCR 6019 as amended, Councilman Lanser. If you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 6019 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 6019 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 6019 stands approved as amended. The next bid that was removed from the Finance Committee package was bid number 2020-004, now becomes PCR 6119. Committee report, Finance.
Move favorable with an amendment.
And that's a recommendation, if you could
yes.
move. And Councilman Lasso moves favorable actions, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, if you could move the amendment, Councilman.
Move the amendment to a one-year contract term and the amount to $7,000.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any explanation on that, Councilman? Why you're amending it to $7,000? Could you give us an explanation as to
yes.
why?
Yes, once again, to solicit additional vendors in the upcoming renewal, some of the larger providers of this same food.
So you think that we might be able to get some better pricing if we get more competition?
Sorry?
We're going to get better pricing if we get more competition. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I think it's worth a shot.
Thank you. I do too. All right. So if we could, any other questions on that? If not, the amendment's been made and seconded. Clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 6219.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 6119 as amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCR 6119 as amended stands approved. The seventh item that was removed from the bid package was bid number 2020-019. It's now PCR 6219. Committee report, Finance.
6219 was held till May 6th.
Held till May 6th. The eighth matter that was removed from the Finance Committee package was bid number 2020-020, which is PCR 6319. And the committee report is?
Madam Clerk, I need you to read to me the reason for the PCR.
That I was going to recuse myself from this. Yes.
Okay. And that is the reason.
That's the reason, but you have to make a give a recommendation.
So recommend favorable action on PCR 63-19.
Okay, and you're moving PCR 63-19, seconded by
correct.
Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. And as I said, I'll be recusing myself. Is there Any discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Abstain.
Yes.
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 PCR 6319 stands passed. The ninth item to be removed from the Finance Committee package is bid number 2020-021, now PCR 6419, Committee Report, Finance.
Mr. President, I'm going to defer this to the Vice Chair
sure.
because I will be abstaining on this one.
Okay. Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I move favorable action on PCR 64-19.
And the recommendation is for favorable action, and Councilman McAllister moves favorable action of PCR 64-19, seconded by Councilman Howe. Any discussion? Any discussion? The reason it was a separate number is Councilman Lattisola will be recusing himself on the vote. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Abstain.
Yes.
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 PCR 6419 stands passed. The 10th item to be removed from the Finance Committee package is bid number 2020-028A, which is now PCR 6519, Committee Report, Finance.
Favorable with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisa.
Move favorable action on PCR 6519 with an amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Councilman, if you could, Lattisa, if you could move the amendment.
To amend the budget code to 34-354. It's changing it from its original indication of 30-340 to budget code 34-354 at the request of the sponsor.
Okay, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. And is there any discussion on the budget code, why they moved the budget code, Councilman?
Yes, they needed to move it into a different code because of their structure on this particular item.
Very good. Is there any discussion on this amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Amendment stands passed. Councilman Lysa, if you can move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 6519.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 6519 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The 11th item to be removed from the Finance Committee package is bid number 2019-275, which is now PCR 6619. Committee Report, Finance.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 6619.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion, Councilman?
Councilwoman Travis will be abstaining on this item.
Very good. Any other questions or statements on this? If not, the clerk will call the roll on PCR 6619. A yes is to approve. Yes.
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 Abstain.
PCR 6619 stands passed. Next item on the agenda. Is PCO 419 sub A, an ordinance allowing right turns from Airport Road onto Evergreen Avenue.
PCO 19.
Unfinished business. Oh, sorry. I got two calendars in front of me. PCO 1918 sub A, ordinance in regards to working without a building permit. It's for second passage, committee report, ordinance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
I move favorable action on PCO 19-18 sub A.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion for second passage on PCO 1918? I know we had quite a few comments at the last council meeting on this. This is for second passage. Any further discussion? If not, a yes is to approve for second passage, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 1918 sub A passes second passage. Next item on the agenda is also second passage. It's PCO 419 sub A, an ordinance allowing right turns from Airport Road onto Evergreen Avenue. Committee report, ordinance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattiser. Any discussion on this ordinance for second passage allowing right turns from Airport Road onto Evergreen Avenue? If not, a yes is to approve for second passage, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
PCO 419 sub A stands past second passage. Also on for second passage is PCO 519, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Joanne DeCenzo, individually and in her capacity as administratrix of the estate of Joseph DeCenzo and Joseph DeCenzo III, petitioners. Committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action. PCO-5-19.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any discussion on second passage for PCO 519? This is a public hearing last time. Any discussion, second passage? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 519 stands past second passage. Also on for second passage is PCO 619, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Great Pond Group, LLC, petitioner. Committee report, land use.
Recommend a favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Crowley. Any discussion? This again was a hearing back last month. Any discussion on second passage on PCO 619? If not, a yes is to approve for second passage, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 619 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1815, Neighborhood Improvement Program, an ordinance that will make landlords responsible for the cost to pick up debris left on the street by tenants. This is for first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to May 20.
Held till May 20. Next item on the agenda is PCO 319, an ordinance relative to boat storage on residential property. This is not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to June 17.
Hold till June 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 719, Pension Board. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold on May 20th.
Held till May 20th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9419, which is bid number 2017-147, State of Rhode Island Telecommunication Services, Installation and Parts. Committee report, finance.
Hold on May 20th.
Held till May 20th. Next item on the agenda is PCI 14817, which is bid number 2018-143, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building Drill Hall. Committee report, finance.
Hold on May 20th.
Held till May 20th. Next item on the agenda is PCI 1618, tree damage claims. It's not drafted. Committee report, public safety.
July 15th.
Held until July 15th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 919, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019-14 CFR Part 150 noise study. It's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
It's going to be held until May 20th.
Held till May 20th. Next item on the agenda is a resolution, is PCI 2119, a resolution relative to Educational Outreach Committee. It's not drafted. Committee report, health, education, and welfare.
Held until May 6th.
Held till May 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCI 4219, a resolution to the General Assembly in support of amendments to the Sewer Authority Enabling Act to add two board members, financing terms, and septic systems. Committee report, intergovernmental.
At the request of the sponsor, it's going to be held until May 20th?
May 6th.
May 6th.
May 6th.
Held till May 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCI 5019, claim of Melanie Shackelford. Committee report, public safety.
Hold until May 6th.
Held till May 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCI 1519, the claim of David Rothermel. Committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman McElroy. Any discussion for the recommendation of to pay the claim of David Rothermel for the sum of $300? Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve. The recommendation of the committee is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morello?
Yes.
Mr. Morley?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
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 PCR 5219 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 5319, the claim of Paul Buckley. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move for favorable action.
Moved, seconded by Councilman McElroy. Any discussion? I know we discussed this in committee for a while, too. It's to approve the claim of Paul Buckley for the amount of $300. Any further discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morello?
Yes.
Mr. Morley?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Yes.
PCR 5319 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCI 5419, the claim of Francis Delbonis. Committee report, public safety.
Hold until May 6th.
Hold till May 6th. Move to unanimous consent. We have one on the docket, PCO 819, qualification for appointment to the land trust. I know that this is sponsored by almost all the council members. Is there anyone that would object to having this heard for unanimous consent tonight? Any objections? If not, I'll refer to Councilman Howell to move it for favorable action.
Thank you, Mr. President. This just cleans up. We have a member who's already serving on the board at large.
Just move it first.
Absolutely. Apologize. Move for favorable action.
Okay. Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Sinapi, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe. Very good. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. So again, just quickly, this is to clean it up some of the language. So instead of saying it allows residents within the city of Warwick without any hinges, as long as they are residents living in the city of Warwick, they are allowed to serve on this board. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any further discussion? It's just the changing of some wording in the loan trust. These are voluntary positions, so it's always nice to get people to volunteer for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
PCO 819 stands approved, first passage, and I was going to refer to the City Council solicitor as far as second passage goes.
We're going to normally come up until the second meeting in May. So, Councilman Howe, you should make a request that, of under unanimous consent, that this come up at the first meeting in May for second passage.
So we are in unanimous consent now. So, Councilman Howe, you're going to make that motion that it be heard in the first meeting in May?
Thank you. Mr. President, I make a motion that PCO 8-19 be heard on the first meeting in May.
Okay. Is there any
second?
Yeah, it's second. But is there any objection to that being heard? That's really the question before us. If there's no objection, the clerk will docket that for second passage, PCO 819, the first meeting in May, which I believe is May 6th. Next item on the agenda is referral and advertising. That's PCO 919, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, 623 Post Road, James Donlin petitioner. And that's going to be out for referral and advertising. So we'll go back to the unanimous consent. Unanimous consent, Ward 1, is there anything for unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7? Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9 passes. We'll move to the docket session. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Okay. Councilwoman Travis moves us to the docket session. I have a second. Second by Councilman Howe. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Council moves to the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket? Pass. Ward 2.
One item. Amendment to ordinance relative to parking on Herf Jones Way.
That's going to go into ordinance. Anything else for Ward 2?
Let's see. If I believe there may be any members who would like to co-sponsor this, they may.
Okay,
Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Corley. Thank you.
And we're going to put that into public safety since it's an ordinance about public safety. Nothing else for Ward 2, Ward 3? Pass. Ward 4?
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce an ordinance in regards to a no parking between signs on Eaton Avenue to be placed on NG pole number 12 pointed towards Bluff Avenue.
That will be put into public safety. Anything else for Ward 4?
No.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Yes, two. First, a resolution to the State Traffic Commission in regards to the traffic signals and signage for the intersection of Govan Drive and Center Road / Route 117.
Intergovernmental. Second one?
A resolution of the General Assembly in support of additional state funding for education.